March 8, Citizens of Heaven. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Ephesians 2:19. Jesus says, Behold, I come quickly. We should keep these words ever in mind and act as though we do indeed believe that the coming of the Lord is nigh and that we are pilgrims and strangers upon the earth. Every means of grace should be diligently improved that the love of God may abound in the soul more and more, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, your Christian life must take on vigorous and stalwart forms. You can attain to the high standard set before you in the Scriptures, and you must, if you would be children of God. You cannot stand still. You must either advance or retrograde. Will you have a stinted Christian growth, or will you make healthy progress in the divine life? Where there is spiritual health, there is growth. The child of God grows up to the full stature of a man or woman in Christ. There is no limit to his improvement. Some who ought to be strong and established in Christ are as babes in understanding and experimental knowledge of the workings of the Spirit of God. After years of experience, they are able to comprehend only the first principles of that grand system of faith and doctrine that constitutes a Christian religion. They do not comprehend that perfection of character which will receive the commendation, Well done. We have great victories to gain and a heaven to lose if we do not gain them. The carnal heart must be crucified, for its tendency is to moral corruption, and the end thereof is death. Pray that the mighty energies of the Holy Spirit may fall like an electric shock on the palsy-stricken soul, causing every nerve to thrill with new life, restoring the whole man from his dead, earthly, sensual state to spiritual soundness. You will thus become partakers of the divine nature, and in your souls will be reflected the image of him by whose stripes you are healed.